Good morning. It's time for the Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. It's Monday, March 26, 2018. We have about 21 vessels on today's Columbia River ship schedule. In our marine weather forecast, we've got combined seas on the Columbia River bar about 4 feet through tomorrow morning. Seas are going to temporarily build to about 6 or 7 feet during those max ebb current times. We have one happening around 1:30 this afternoon and another about 2:15 a.m. tomorrow morning, at times when the bar, that area right at the mouth of the river, are exceptionally dangerous. Overall, in our marine weather forecast, we have a small craft advisory for winds in effect until 11 a.m. this morning. And today, southwest winds overall, 15 to 20 knots, gusting to 25 knots. Wind waves from the southwest, about 4 feet high at about 6 seconds between wave crests, and west swells 5 feet at about 7 seconds, and rain is in the forecast. And today we're going to talk about laser pointers, those little things that you might use to, you know, play with your cat, shine it on the wall. The cat likes to paw at it. You might use it in a classroom to point out things on a presentation up on a screen. Well, if you point it elsewhere, it can cause real problems, and it is becoming a risk for people in aircraft, especially we're going to talk about a case with the Coast Guard, people in a Coast Guard helicopter, and why this is so dangerous, even when it maybe seems like it's not. Seems kind of counterintuitive that this would be such a, could be such a dangerous thing from such a cheap little, almost like a toy, but it is quite a risk. I'll tell you about that and a recent incident and why you really should never, ever, ever do this. But first, let's take a look at our Columbia River ship schedule for the day. We have 3 inbounders, 9 in the Astoria Anchorage, and 8 outbounders heading downriver and out to sea. The Intuition is our first arrival in the river. She's a bulk carrier, almost 800 feet long. She's arriving from Japan, headed for the Rice Island Anchorage upriver from Astoria a little bit, but you can see those ships from the waterfront in Astoria here. She'll probably arrive there at around 9:30 this morning, not between 9:30 and 10, and she'll eventually head upriver to pick up wheat. The Malto Hope is arriving from Vancouver, British Columbia. She's headed for Vancouver, Washington's Anchorage. She's going there to pick up bentonite clay, and I get to say that it's used for kitty litter. I love to say that on the air, but it's used for many other things. It's a dry mineral that is very absorbent, so it's good for absorbing liquids of all kinds. It can pull sediment out of wine. It's used in many industrial applications where you need something absorbent, and that's why it makes good kitty litter. Let's see. She'll pass Astoria around 7:30 this evening, and you might see her in the Vancouver area by about 1:30 a.m. The AOM Molina is arriving from China. She's headed for the Rice Island Anchorage. She'll be arriving there around 9:30 p.m. And in the Astoria Anchorage, we have the Belle Island. She will leave the anchorage and head upriver to the Port of Portland. She's got potash. She'll be picking up potash. She'll be leaving around 11 o'clock tonight and maybe getting there by about 5 a.m. tomorrow morning. Our other ships in the Astoria Anchorage are awaiting orders, the Pañata K, the AM Quebec, the Pacific Constant, and the Medi Newport, and they are all eventually going upriver to pick up wheat. In the Rice Island Anchorage, we have the Energy G. She'll be heading upriver to Vancouver around 9 a.m. to pick up wheat, probably get there about 3 in the afternoon. The MP Ultramax is awaiting orders off Rice Island. She's another wheat ship. And the Cavo Elkion is there off Rice Island awaiting orders as well. So those ships are kind of on the Washington side of the river, a little bit upriver from Astoria. If you cross over the Astoria-Megler Bridge and turn right and run along the water there, you can see them pretty well as you head toward Nacelle. In our outbounders, we have the Falmouth Bay. She's leaving Longview with wheat on board around 7:30 a.m. She'll pass Astoria outbound maybe around 1 o'clock in the afternoon. No, maybe more like 11 o'clock. Doesn't take that long to get here from maybe about 3.5 hours from Longview to Astoria. She's carrying wheat. The Slavyanka is leaving Longview from a berth. I believe she's leaving from a berth that handles logs around noontime. That would put her past Astoria outbound around 3:30. The PPS Tomo is leaving Longview with soda ash on board, leaving around noontime, also around 3:30 p.m., passing Astoria. The Onyx Ace is a car carrier, leaving Vancouver with Subarus on board. She'll leave around 2 p.m., maybe around 8 p.m. You might see her running lights passing Astoria. Rising Sun is leaving Vancouver with wheat on board around 4 p.m. That would put her past Astoria maybe around 10 p.m. outbound. The Bulk Peru is leaving the port of Portland with potash on board around 8 p.m. actually around 6 p.m., sorry, and she'll pass Astoria around midnight, so you might see her running lights go by if you can see the river from wherever you are in the evening. The Sea Neptune is leaving Kalama with wheat on board around maybe 8:30. That would put her past Astoria outbound around 2:30 in the morning, maybe 1:30, 2:30. The Aqua Gemini is leaving Portland with wheat on board at about 10:30 p.m., so let's see, maybe about 4:30 in the morning on Tuesday, she'll pass Astoria outbound. Well, here's a story, a distressing story. I've talked about this in the past on the Ship Report, but it's becoming more and more common, and I'm hoping it's because people don't understand the effect they're having when they do this. It seems like a harmless prank. It's not. So let me just tell you about what happened last week at Port Angeles. Investigators are trying to find out who pointed a laser at a U.S. Coast Guard helicopter last week, forcing that aircraft and its crew to abort its mission. On Wednesday night, Commander Hans Govertsen and his team had just left the air station in Port Angeles in an MH-65 Dolphin helicopter. They have these at the air station here in Astoria. They were doing some practice approaches after returning from a training flight in Bellingham. They were about 1,000 feet up, a mile or two away, when someone pointed a green laser at them from the ground. They immediately aborted their mission and returned to the ground. The laser came in on the right side of the aircraft, Govertsen said. It came through and hit the co-pilot directly in the eye. The eyes of Govertsen's co-pilot and flight mechanic were both hit before the helicopter returned safely to the ground. Govertsen hates to think about what could have happened had they been in the middle of an actual search and rescue mission. So the effect of this is that it can temporarily blind the people inside the cockpit and could potentially permanently damage their vision. So the crew contacted police and the FAA, Federal Aviation Administration. They believe the laser came from somewhere between 4th and 8th Streets on the east side of Lincoln in Port Angeles. So they were able to extrapolate down to the ground to find out generally where this person was. Fortunately, none of them suffered permanent damage to their retinas, but one of the pilots will be grounded for several more weeks. So aiming a laser pointer at an aircraft is a federal crime that could lead to several years in prison. And this is a story from KATU-TV. So this sounds pretty serious. Why on earth would anybody do this? Well, you can never really understand people's motives for doing anything, but part of it might be that it seems harmless. So let me share another story with you. This is from a kind of a news gathering site called mentalfloss.com. This story is from 2015. Michael Brandon Smith was standing in his driveway one afternoon, beer in one hand and laser pointer in the other. Bored, he decided to see if the pocket-sized novelty could reach the helicopter passing overhead. It could. He knew because a short time later, police were knocking on Smith's door. He was sentenced to 2 months of house arrest and 2 years probation. The helicopter was a St. Louis police transport responding to a burglary call. It had to divert when the laser pointer temporarily disoriented its occupants. So what happens when you take one of these? I have one of these tiny pointers. I've used it to play with my cat, shine it on the wall a little bit, and use it in presentations to point things out, but it never occurred to me to use it in this way. But at any rate, here's what happens. It can, even from far away, a small one like that, one of those ones that you think is really weak, can illuminate the inside of a cockpit. It can be amplified by the windows, and it can temporarily blind people inside. And if it were to directly hit someone in the eye, it could even really cause injury to the person's vision. So this is something you should never do. And if you do get caught, well, you can suffer some consequences. The FBI offers a $10,000 reward for information leading to a laser-related arrest. So keep that in mind, and please don't do this. It's not a harmless prank. You've been listening to The Ship Report, show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. Thanks for listening, and have a great day.